Steelhead in Oregon, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Had a chat with Jeff Gitson from Medford, Oregon, about his experiences with steelhead fishing down there.
That's one of my favorite things about steelhead fishing is there's a million ways to fish for them.
Interesting you bring that up. So you're telling me that if I have my choice of fly fishing or bait fishing or fishing with lures, you can't tell me that I'm going to be more successful with one or the other, meaning that each one can be equally effective depending on the day and the location?
Oh, yeah. I've had days where we fish so hard all day, they wouldn't touch nothing. Then I pull the Panther Martin spinner out of my box, and me and my friend, we both tagged out in a half an hour. Then we went back every day for a week, and they wouldn't touch a Panther Martin. And then we finally had to just realize, okay, we need to keep moving on and keep figuring something else out. And then we switched over to yarn, and yarn was working. Yeah, it's always changing. There's been days where we'll watch a fly fisherman. One time I was up in the Upper Rogue River and we fished everything we had and weren't touching a single fish. And then a fly fisherman came down and within a half an hour, I think he caught 6 or 7 steelhead, put on a heck of a show. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And then the next day we went up there and we caught a bunch of fish. So yeah, you can't figure them out. They call the steelhead the fish of 1,000 casts. And if you're patient enough and willing to put the work into it, they're really a rewarding fish once you get one.
Thank you, Jeff. The old cliche applies. If at first you don't succeed, try another day, maybe with a different setup. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.